US President-elect Joe Biden's declared America is back after introducing his senior team of security and foreign affairs officials. He's now formally begun the transition to the White House after the Trump administration finally ended its obstruction of the process. But as North America correspondent David Lipson reports, Donald Trump is still refusing to concede.
A hastily convened press conference in the West Wing briefing room.
Well, thank you very much.
President Donald Trump lauded another record high on the Dow Jones.
The stock market's just broken 30,000. That's a sacred number, 30,000. Nobody thought they'd ever see it.
He said he was thrilled with the progress made on coronavirus vaccines. And then...
I just want to congratulate all the people within the administration that worked so hard. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the people of our country, because there are no people like you. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Ignoring the shouted questions about whether and when he'll concede, Donald Trump walked out the door 65 seconds after walking in. In Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Joe Biden took to the stage to introduce his first cabinet picks.
America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it. Once again, sit at the head of the table. Ready to confront our adversaries and not reject our allies. Ready to stand up for our values.
Antony Blinken will be Secretary of State. John Kerry, who served in that role under Barack Obama, is now a special envoy for climate change, and he's urging the world to come together again to meet the challenge.
Paris alone is not enough. At the global meeting in Glasgow 1 year from now, all nations must raise ambition together, or we will all fail together. And failure is not an option.
Alejandro Mayorkas will be the first immigrant to serve as Secretary of Homeland Security. Avril Haines is the first female Director of National Intelligence. And Linda Thomas-Greenfield, an African-American veteran of the Foreign Service, will be ambassador to the UN.
I want to say to you, America is back. Multilateralism is back. Diplomacy is back.
It's a familiar team known to diplomats around the world. Many worked closely together under Barack Obama. It's clear they're determined to redo everything Donald Trump undid. Joe Biden says he's pleased the formal transition process has begun after being blocked for 2 weeks by the Trump administration. And he's hoping the Republican-controlled Senate, which must confirm most of his cabinet picks, won't use the same tactics.
To the United States Senate, I hope these outstanding nominees received a prompt hearing and that we can work across the aisle in good faith to move forward for the country. Let's begin that work to heal and unite. To heal and unite America as well as the world.
Joe Biden's already setting up meetings with government officials, and the Biden team's website address now ends with the letters .gov. This is David Lipson in Washington for AM.